May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Today we have heard two stories of resurrection, two widowed mothers who have lost their only sons, two sons who are restored miraculously and given back to their mothers, two stories of redemption, two stories, Old and New Testament, that seem surprisingly alike, and yet two stories with perhaps an important difference. First, the story of Elijah, the widow, and her son. Now, just prior in the reading to the story that we heard today in 1 Kings, Elijah had called down a drought on the land, saying that there would be no more dew or rain in the next few years except by his word. God orders Elijah to hide at a particular brook where he can drink from the brook and he will be fed by the ravens. And he does this, but then even the brook dries up. So God sends Elijah to the widow at Zarephath. He is obedient and goes. He asks her for a drink of water, which she provides, and then he asks for a little bread. She says that she has nothing left, a little meal and oil, and she is even now preparing a final meal for herself and her son. Elijah tells her to go ahead and make the meal for herself and her son, but first bring him a little cake of it. What a strange request. Most of us would have refused, saying that we had barely enough for our own needs. But she obeys, and she obeys, and because of her faith and obedience, her jar of oil and her jar of meal will not be empty until the Lord once again sends rain. She and her household eat for many days. It seems like a happy ending. However, at a later time, the widow's son becomes ill and dies. The widow reproaches Elijah and asks why he has brought this calamity on her and her household. Elijah takes the boy upstairs and asks the Lord why he has brought this calamity on the widow's household. And God listens to Elijah and restores the life of the son. Elijah gives him back to his mother, and she says, "Now I know that you are a man of God." This is a story that is highlighted by obedience and faith. Elijah follows God's command and goes where he is sent in faith. The widow, who is notably not an Israelite, obeys Elijah's command and has faith in him and in his God. Notice that there is questioning, which is not a contradiction of faith. When her son dies, the widow asks Elijah why he has brought this calamity to her house. And Elijah then asks God the same question. But there is still faith, and that faith is rewarded. So then we turn to the gospel reading for today. Now, interestingly enough, Jesus himself refers to this particular story about Elijah in his first public sermon. You might remember that from an earlier chapter in Luke. And he refers to this as an example of God reaching out to the Gentiles. And remember that he is almost killed by an angry mob in his home synagogue when he referenced this particular story. Just before this incident that you heard today, Luke tells the story of the healing of the centurion's slave. It's a very dramatic narrative and a witness to the faith of the Gentiles in Jesus. Today's reading is not nearly as dramatic as the scene with the centurion, nor, for example, as the raising of Lazarus or of Jairus' daughter. In fact, it might be easy to overlook this particular scene if you're not careful. Jesus is traveling with his disciples and a great crowd in the city. He happens to pass by a funeral procession of a young man, the only son of his widowed mother, and another large crowd from the city. And we know from other references in the New Testament. We know that a widow at this time had no social standing and no means of support. And at this case, she had lost not only her only child, but she had lost all hope of any security for her future, even for her survival. She was totally bereft. And Jesus has compassion on her. He tells her not to weep. He places his hand on the coffin and stops the procession. He tells her son to arise, and the son does. He sits up and begins to speak. And the gospel says that Jesus gave him to his mother. I thought it was particularly interesting that this miracle happens without any sort of request or any sort of action of the mother or her friends with her. There's nothing that triggers this from anyone in that company. There is, in fact, no conversation other than what Jesus says. The resurrection is not by any act of obedience or any sort of response to faith. It is purely the result of the compassion of our Lord. His heart goes out to a mother in her grief, and before he takes any action, he says to her, "Don't cry." Now, today we don't hear many stories about people being brought back from the dead, but I think we have perhaps all experienced the type of resurrection that is described in this story. Death is, after all, not just a physical phenomenon. Most of us have experienced other types of deaths, in loss, the loss of health, the loss of work, hope, passion, purpose. This can be surprisingly and unexpectedly painful and debilitating, a grief that is sometimes as profound as that of the physical loss of a loved one. And I think when that happens, sometimes our Lord pauses by our funeral procession. He sees our grief, has compassion on us, and places his hand on the funeral pyre. He tells us not to weep. And somehow, miraculously, our hope, our purpose, our very lives are restored. Resurrection is not just something that happened on Easter morning. It is present in our lives today. Perhaps this short and simple story is a reminder for us today that we do experience resurrection, and not because we have done anything deserving, but because we follow a Lord whose property is always to be compassionate and have mercy, to bring to life that which has died, to offer hope and redemption for our journey ahead. Amen.